Hello, thank you for holding. My name is John, the regional pricing director in your area. How are you doing today?
Hi, John. I'm not too bad. As I spoke to your colleague, I had 5 minutes when he called to speak.
Okay.
And I have a few more minutes left before I have to jump on my other call.
Oh my God. Okay. Well, I appreciate your time and everything right now. And I'm speaking with Andreas. Is that correct?
Correct. Yep.
Okay, it's a pleasure to meet you, Andreas. So I'll make it short and simple for you then. What is it that you would like to go ahead and do you have any questions or concerns or anything like that as far as our program and how it works?
Well, your colleague gave me a call and about marketing needs for one of my companies, and I have another company that actually does need some marketing services. If I can give you our website, you can kind of take a look at it. And
yeah,
I just want to get your brief opinion on what you think is required in order for us to reach more of our customer base, whether that be improvements to our Google paid ads campaign or other things, whether it be search engine optimization, stuff like that. I will say that I'm not interested in any kind of major website redesign. I'm not looking for that.
Okay.
I'm not looking to change my website platform away from Wix. I want to keep Wix.
Okay.
And I'm not particularly interested in a subscription service.
Okay.
Although I'm somewhat flexible on that, potentially, depending on if we're getting good results. So the website is winwoodsawmill.com. So it's spelled W-I-N-W-O-O, Diesendor, sawmill.com.
Okay. Let me take a look right now. Wood fence panels, wood fences. Okay. So yeah, just
I'm not sure if you found it. WINWOOD.
What the heck?
Sawmill.com.
They just sent me somewhere completely different. I don't know what just happened. I swear I thought doing well. You were spelling it. All right. Let's do this one more time. I'm going to open a new map here. Okay, let's try it one more time. I'm so sorry. W-I-N.
W-O-O-D.
W-O-O-D. Mm-hmm.
Sawmill.com.
Sawmill.com. All right, let's try this one more time. That took me somewhere different. All right, perfect. There we go. All right. Okay, I see it. Got the scrap crop here. Let's chat. These are all really good. It's a great website, man. Did you build this yourself?
I did.
Impressive. I love it. Please tell me, is that
so
your dog?
I'm sure. It is. It is.
Oh my God.
It is. Okay. I don't think there's any stock photography down there at all. As you can see, I'm a small, artisanal sawmill company. We produce a variety of hardwood survey stakes for civil engineers and surveyors. We also produce hardwood lumber for hobbyists and DIYers so they can make their own furniture. And we also produce our own product line of custom commissioned furniture as well, dining room tables, conference tables, desks, benches, seating. And we also produce custom lumber for contractors.
Okay.
And my single need right now is I need to reach more prospective clients. Once they reach the website, I can take it from there. I think the website's good enough to satisfy most customers because it's not just about the quality of the website. It's about the quality of the website compared to my competitors. And to be perfectly honest, most of my competitors have really garbage websites, so which is why I'm not interested in putting much money or time into improving the website upon where it is now. So the thing that I need is to drive more traffic to this site, or even better, drive more traffic to the business phone number so that I can, my sales thing and talk to whatever it is that they're going to be buying.
Well, let me ask you a few things because we have I would suggest our elite program. All right. So that's our Google Guarantee then. Have you heard of Google Guarantee for us all?
Yes, I have, but I think that's mainly for services. That's basically it's like a super version of the Google reviews where people see your business profile on Google and they're like, oh, they're a legitimate business.
Right. That's what they will believe on there, but in reality, it's verifying that you're covered, right? So it's a lead generation service. These leads will be completely exclusive to you.
So they're not going to be touched by any other competitors. Two, you'll have up to $2,000 to cover your back just in case if anything was to go wrong as well, too. So that's how you're verified. And what it means by verified is the qualifications. So first question would be, is your business licensed and insured?
Yep, it is.
Okay, perfect. And now how many of your coworkers that you have or employees that you have that go face-to-face to your customers?
Why is that important information for?
So the qualification for that is to make sure that all those people or all those employees do a background check. So as long as they're all willing to do a background check and you show proof of insurance and also business license on there, whether it's through email, mm-hmm. however you want to send it to Google, then those are your qualifications on that. So if that's the case.
What we're talking about right now is whether or not I qualify for the Google Guarantee. But the question I have is the Google Guarantee even worth pursuing for me?
Like, sure.
Is it actually going to get me the result that I want, or is it just going to be like the Better Business Bureau where it's like a nice thing to have, but I'm not really seeing any.
No. Yeah. No.
You know what I mean?
Let's put it this way. So one, your leads won't be shared to other competitors out there for one. And two, let's say that a customer gives you a call, right? And they're considered a lead,
kind
right?
Of like,
well, they're not.
Is this kind of like Home Advisor in a way,
so
in terms of how it operates?
Right. So major differences behind that is one, the customers are calling you. You're not chasing your customers. Two, you're not going to be, it's exclusive. So you're not going to be with other competitors out there like Angie's or Home Advisor. But another huge thing is, let's say that a customer calls in and they're not in your service area or doesn't even, they're wanting services that you don't provide. You will not be charged for that lead. And if you ever were, you'll be credited back for that lead as well too. Plus, Google verifies you as a contractor, so they'll go ahead and back you up to $2,000 as well too. So that's the biggest thing behind the differences on that. Whether it's leads for commercial work or residential, whatever happened from there, you'll be able to get those many leads. Now, they do have a minimum in order to get that started, so I'm going to take a look to see exactly how much those leads cost, and those leads will never vary either. So I'm going to get that exact number for you if you give me just a second here, and we can go take it from there. Is that something you might be interested in, though?
So I'd be paying per lead?
Correct. So let's say it'll be a flat rate monthly, right? Let's say, I'm just giving you an example that I need to figure it out.
Are you able to see if any competitors that I have are also doing this currently in my area?
I could, yeah. Let me go ahead and check around Google first. Okay. Here, I'll just do that. Yeah. All right. So
obviously it's always cool to be, you know, the first adopter, but there may be niche reasons why my competitors are not getting into it.
Okay.
That aren't necessarily obvious.
Well, let's do this. I'm gonna put this here in Google, and I want to make sure it's the right zip code. 01475. Is that the right zip code? Would you say?
You got it. Yeah.
Okay. And well, let's go with this. Let's go with your most profitable service that you provide that brings you the most money for. I know you do plenty of different work with lumber. But what would you say is the most biggest job that will get you the most money, though?
Solid live edge dining room tables.
Okay. If I was to look it up on Google as a brand new customer needing that service, what would be like a keyword that I'll put in? Is your sawmill?
Live edge dining room tables.
Live edge? Okay.
Custom live edge dining room tables.
I was going to say, probably custom most likely.
Yeah, because I want to differentiate myself from IKEA. I'm selling a distinctly different product from what IKEA and manufactured stuff companies sells.
Okay.
So.
Let me do this in incognito as well, too. I'm going to play it real safe for you. All right, there we go. Let's go cool. A lot of times, a lot of people look it up on regular Google. It doesn't give you the real results, so we have to do it on incognito on there and see what we got.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, there we go. All honestly, man, I'm not seeing anything on there.
Custom live edge tables?
No. Yeah, I put custom live edge tables.
In Google, and you're not seeing any results at all?
Not for Google Guarantee or anything. Maybe it's not available in the area, but if not, if it's
So how do you search for in the Google Guarantee specifically? How do you find that?
Yeah, so I need to put it in our system as well too to see if it's even in the area. So I'm gonna try to double check.
But how do I access the Google Guarantee database of contractors?
So here's the thing. Like, let's say you go on Google, right? I would go with Google incognito mode. Okay. Once you're in incognito mode, let's say you type in. I'm just giving you an example. Okay. Plumbers nearby or something, right? You'll have all those Google Guarantee people that are along that list on the top there. If you click for more on there, it'll show you the things that they need as well, too, as far as, let's say, you need your business license or you need to be insured, things like that. Okay? So that's how you can tell on there. Now, we have ways to go ahead and get it up there. As long as you have a business license and you're insured and you're willing to do a background check for Google on there, then you'll be set. I'm trying to figure out if we can go ahead and do different ways to get you through because I'm not seeing that.
So it looks like I have no competition when it comes to woodworkers.
No. But you would have to spin it in a different way, I'll say.
What do you mean spin it in a different way?
Because it's not showing as a category that's going to be available. So let's say...
Wait. What is not appearing as a category available? Woodworking or custom live edge tables?
Custom live edge tables, yes. So let's say I can put in as a whole, maybe carpenter or countertop pro, like things like that. Those are different categories that we can spin it through. That's what I mean by that. Nothing illegal, man. Yeah. I just wanted to say if we can get you into...
Oh, no, I wasn't questioning about illegality. I wasn't questioning about the illegality.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we're very transparent here, man. So if anything I can do to help for your business, then great, you know. So let's do this one here.
So Boston has several million people living in it, and I just Googled woodworkers Boston, and I'm seeing sponsored ads, but I'm not seeing any Google Guarantee companies.
Yeah.
So the question I have is why are none of my competitors utilizing that? I mean, they're probably smart people. They must have some reason why they're not using the Google Guarantee thing for woodworking.
Yeah, yeah. And the reason why is I'm popping up right now is that it's not available in the area. Not yet, anyway. It could be in the future, but not as of right now. That's the only reason why.
So no woodworking, no carpentry.
I'm typing in carpentry. Yeah, I'm trying to do carpentry and see if that can work. So, all right, that's why. Okay, so it's just weird how the system works when you put it in. Let me get you exact numbers right now, because we could do for carpentry for sure.
Carpentry does exist. The only trouble with carpentry is that's very vague. It can mean a lot of different things.
Exactly.
I'd be paying for leads for stuff that I don't do. Like, I don't make pine 2x4s. I do not build houses. I do not build walls.
Totally get it, man. Totally get it. Well, this is the thing. So we get you in for being Google verified, right? You know, it's because it's part of that genre, part of that category, we still will put your categories that you would like to be found for, though. So you'll still come up as Google verified, Google guaranteed. Does that make sense?
No, it doesn't. I don't understand.
So let's say for carpentry, there's so many things that you do, but so many things that you don't do that would fall under that category. We would not list those categories that you do not work for or provide those services. We're only going to put the ones that you do. But it'll still show as Google guaranteed, Google verified on the very top.
Where will it show that? Like any...
Yep. So let's say
I'll still have to pay for that when someone clicks on it as a lead. Right?
No, not as a click. The click is a little different, but yes, as a lead, if they verify and you say, "Hey, John," because you'll get a call from Google. It'll say, "Google guaranteed customer," right? Or a lead. You take that call. Let's say you're like, man, this person is not even in my area. What am I doing? You let us know. We go ahead and make sure you're not charged for that. If for any reason they're not for the services that you provide, you let us know. You're not charged for that. Let's say if they are, they're great leads and you want to take them, boom, there you go. That's your lead. Now, there is a minimum budget for this particular category and for the area, okay? So it's actually $68 per lead, which will bring you 13 leads per month, okay? So you're looking at $887 per month. Now, the crazy thing behind this whole shebang, that part that I like the most, is that let's say you don't reach those leads. Let's say you get like 10 leads. Well, that money will roll over to the next month. So you're never going to be throwing money out the door on that, okay? Now,
well, I the only time I would be throwing money out the door is if the people are calling me or asking me to do things that I don't do.
Exactly. But then again, you're not going to be charged for those because you got to let us know. We talked directly with Google. We let them know that, hey, this is not a qualified lead. You don't get charged for that. And
gotcha.
Again, if they're,
so,
yeah. Okay.
Question for you. So with
mm-hmm.
this Google guaranteed system, why would I, you know, if I were to sign up for it, why would I sign up for it with your company as opposed to just doing it directly myself through Google?
I'm telling you right now, it'll be way more expensive. I don't know. I can't give you the exact number, but I just know that it will be more difficult in sense of one, price, and then two, the longevity of how the time length of it. I mean, we work fast, but we don't work miracles, man. So in order to get things started, again, we're transparent. So if you were to get started today, it doesn't happen overnight. They have to run those background checks. They have to verify all that. So it can take anywhere from 4 to 8 weeks. Now, I have seen it
done, and definitely.
Oh, go ahead.
No, I get that, but why wouldn't I just initiate the background check myself through Google Guaranteed?
Hey, listen, you can do it all you want, but it will cost more, and two, it can take a lot longer than that. Just being honest with you,
okay.
Man. Yeah. But the other part
that's
is
fine,
this.
That's fine. That's just an honest question.
I appreciate that. Yeah. No, trust me. I respect that. And the two, I'm as you can tell, I'm pretty straightforward. It kind of gets me in trouble.
I appreciate that.
About that. Yeah. but the thing is, to get the application fees and everything all set, is the application fee to start with $250. Now, there's no extra additional fees or anything like that. That's to get everything started right away. Now, what happens from there is we don't charge anything as far as your minimum budget, all right, until it actually begins. So that's when it will start. So let's say it takes, I don't know, 3 weeks. Maybe it takes 4 weeks. Whatever that time length is, at that moment, that's when they'll ask for the minimum budget from there. So you can always put more money into getting more leads per month, but they're asking for a minimum of $887 per month.
Mm-hmm.
Which will bring you.
So I just googled Carpenters Boston, and I'm not seeing any Google guaranteed Carpenters appearing.
Hey, man. So, you know, I'm not gonna lie. If that's the case, because I didn't see anything myself, but I mean, I didn't dive too far in. But if you're the only one up there verified, that's pretty intense, if you ask me.
Yeah. Which indicates that there might be a reason if there are, because I'm a very small business. And if much larger businesses are not doing this, then they probably have a good reason. They might not, but they probably do. So instead of going deeper into Google Guaranteed, what else can you guys do in terms of helping me reach more customers or get more attention from customers?
So the other packages that we have, I mean, we have everything. I mean, we work directly with Google, right? So the next thing is right underneath the Google Guarantee is the Google Ads. I'm not too sure how you feel about, let's ask this. How far are you willing to travel off of work?
The thing is, I'm not really traveling. People are traveling to me.
Well, okay, let's put it this way. Like, how far out of a reach would you like to expand? There you go, for people to find you.
I'd say like 30 miles.
Okay, about 30 miles. Got it. Okay. Are you doing any other marketing besides the website, like Facebook or anything like that?
All of it, everything basically.
All of it, okay.
Bing advertising, Google paid ads, Google organic ads, Facebook paid ads, Facebook organic ads, organic results, Instagram, TikTok, everything basically. Yellow pages, Yelp.
Okay.
Everything, you got it.
I gotta say, when I put it in these things here on Google, there's so many
names. Currently, I'm spending about $800 a month on Google paid ads, and they're just barely breaking even. And
You're doing Google ads right now? Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And I've spent like a good year working on them alone. And for a short time, I paid a company like $300 a month to run them for me, and their results were abysmal. They didn't get a single sale. They got lots of impressions, but not a single sale.
Mm. I'm not going to lie to you, man. Like, I see you up on that first page. I see that you have ads on here, and you already have everything happening for you on that. The next step that I would say is the Google Guarantee. I'm not going to have you do pay
something.
What
about
something back?
So right now I'm paying a lot for the paid search, the paid ads, but is there anything I can do to like really bolster my organic search results so that if someone searches me in Boston, they'll find me regardless of whether they click the ad or not, click the paid ad or not.
Correct. Yeah, that's something we can help you with. Backlinks. Yeah.
So how does the backlinks thing work? Like, what do you charge for backlinks? How does that work? Where do you put the backlinks?
Yeah, so let's say you want to hit somebody that's way far further out, and regardless if they know your business name or not, and they're not clicking your ads, but they're typing in keywords on there, then we can expand that horizon up to 100 words and phrases if you want. Yeah, the sky's the limit on that. All right, and that goes to other states if you wanted to. So that's pretty amazing how that part works. And it works coincides with your local map section, which you already have, and your Google Ads as well, too. So, you know, it's the only difference is you're adding more words and phrases so that we are easily found. And we do up to 60 different directories as well.
Okay. Adding more words and phrases to my website or to the Google My Business page or?
Yes. So I guess you can say not to your business page, not to your website. It's just a simple word search. So if I'm in the areas that you want to be found for, then, and I'm typing in different keywords, we can hit as many as you want. Not as many as you want, but up to 100, which is quite a lot. And these keywords, if I type that in, your business will be popped up all the time. So that's something we can help you with for sure. In Google. So if I'm on Google, whether I'm on a computer, cell phone, tablet, if I even say it on Voice Alexa, Amazon Alexa, like you will be popped up for sure.
No, I mean, like, where do you, when you're actually doing the work, like, where do you put that? Do you put it, like, do I need to give you access to my Google Ads account for you to add that stuff in, or?
Correct, yes, sir.
What do you need from me to do that?
Yes,
so we're
we need to manage your Google profile. Yep.
The Google Ads profile or the Google My Business profile?
Google Business profile.
So the GMB pre-listing?
GBP, correct, the GBP.
Okay.
And because you already have a GBP, this makes things that much more quicker for us.
Wait. You call it the what? I said GMB. You said something different.
No, GBP, Google Business Profile.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Yeah. but like I said, because you already have one up, then that just makes things a lot faster on our end, not going to lie. A lot of people always have to go through that verification process in the beginning and sending a letter out and all that. So it takes a little while. But since you already have that going, all we need to do is just overrun, get the extra keywords and phrases that you want to hit in the areas that you want to go for as well, too, to make that happen. That's all.
So you would add keywords to the Google Business Profile. Sure. And what about directories?
We get up to 60 different directories. Yelp, Yahoo, Bing, Chambers of Commerce, I'm just spitting something out of my head here, but yeah.
So after the first, so the others are not often visited, but the first like five you mentioned, Bing, Yahoo, Chamber of Commerce, are visited fairly often. What is the benefit to the other 55 if they're rarely visited?
You asked for in the beginning where it was like, okay, how do I build more traffic? Well, a lot of people, they may use Google. Don't get me wrong. I say Google it every day, right? But at the same time, there's other people that use Bing. They use all these different directories. Some people don't even like to use Google because they just don't like Google. Or some people like they're comfortable using Yellow Pages, and that's fine.
So you mentioned 60 directories. The top five directories have like 98% of all search traffic.
Right,
so
right.
I'm just asking, like, what is the benefit of targeting the other 55, which only represent like 2% of all search traffic?
Listen, if you can get even just 1% of the extra or 2%, let's go highball, 2% more, well, that helps your traffic to your business, which helps your ranking move up on the listings as well, too. Okay, so if, let's say your number, this is where it gets to ranking system, right? So if you're on a local map section, what ranking are you? Let's say you're on the first page, that's great. But by having a lot of traffic and having two things, traffic and your reviews. If you have great reviews and you have a lot of traffic, meaning they're finding you, they're clicking on you more, that's what's going to build your ranking to the top. And that's just how it works. I don't care what if anyone told you anything different, they're lying to you. Okay, so that's just not how Google works. The way Google works is you cannot buy your spot. You have to earn your spot, pretty much. I'll put it that way. And one of those ways is getting the traffic. So that's why we have as much as possible the traffic flowing going to you, whether it's from, you know, going from Yahoo or from Bing. It doesn't matter where it's from. What matters
So you're saying my Google rank will increase if Google sees that I'm getting attention from other search engines?
Correct. Yes, sir.
But how do they know that other search engines are sending traffic to my website?
You know,
I mean,
so that's not in my algorithm. That's a little above my knowledge on how it works. Our technicians work all that. They can give you a fly answer like this. I'm not going to tell you something I don't know, though. But I do know that
that's fine. How it works. I got it.
Yeah.
So getting listed on all of these other, all the other 60 platforms will improve Google's ranking of me, and therefore Google will list me higher on their own platform.
On their own. Yeah, you got it. And so that's why when other companies are paying thousands and thousands of dollars to get as much as possible, get their name out there in many different ways, that's how they get in those clicks and building the traffic. But what I would say, just me personally, okay, it's not from Mobile Splash, but me personally, they have so many reviews and so much traffic, but their reviews are not the greatest, right? So they try to build as much traffic as possible for it, to subside for it. Whereas other companies, they don't have that much reviews, but they're all phenomenal reviews. I actually saw yesterday where a business owner, I saw him with less reviews, but it was all 5 stars, and he was on the very top. Whereas another company was big name, and he had 72,000 or something like that. It was ridiculous. And he was third in line. So it's not just all about reviews, but the traffic mixed with those too, and how good those are.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So is that something you might be interested in pursuing then from there?
Possibly.
Okay.
So to create these backlinks and these profiles on these other search engines and platforms, will I receive full control over the passwords and the login capabilities and all that stuff, or will you guys have partial control over all that stuff?
Both. We're going to give you account login and password, obviously. We want you to be able to be hands-on on it, all right? So if you're like, hey, listen, John, I want to know what promotions are working, what keywords are working. I want to change these out, run new promotions. By all means, you have the keys to the car here for sure. Our account management team will open Monday. Okay.
And how much does all this cost from what we've discussed so far, the backlinks and the directories?
All the directories, everything going at $449. That's what that would be at. And that's going to cover 100 keywords.
Flat fee, or is this like a monthly subscription?
This is the monthly on there, yeah, for that, to keep it going.
So question for you,
yep.
And this is going to sound really, like, terrible to say, and I know that, but what's stopping me right now from paying you, well, you just asked, the $449, and then at the end of the month, I cancel my subscription with you, and I just keep the work that you did?
You know, that's a great question, man. So for one, you know, we get it up there and rolling on you, right, which is great. But at the same time, having the client dashboard, we call it, which is our tracking system, that's going to help you be able to – that's an extra feature that you won't have without us. Okay, that's something we give for you for one. You have our account management team to back you up for two, to make sure if you have a heavy load of I'm knocking wood. No pun intended. That was pretty good. But if you have too much work and you can't get on all this and you need help behind it, we can help you for that. Okay. Now, you have other things that you're working with already, far as your website, far as your Facebook ads. Listen, man, that's things that we can help you with as well, too, to take off the load off your shoulders. There's no extra charge for any of that stuff. That's the great news behind it all. So having the backup team that's qualified and expertise in this field, having that is great. Getting you up there is month to month. I'm not going to lie. You know, but we want to earn your business for each and every month. So it's in our best interest that you hit numbers, that you hit the things that you want to have done. So, yeah, you can leave. Sure. Don't get me wrong, man. By all means. But that wouldn't do you good any really good, and that wouldn't do us any good because we're just wasting time. You're wasting time. And you get up there for a month, and that's about it. That's not going to be great. You know what I mean? So we want
well,
to
no.
Sure
I mean, from what you're saying, if I spend the $450 and you create the directories and the backlinks and I cancel at the end of the month after I send you the money, then I'll have spent $450 and I'll have the bulk of the work already done, which is the backlinks and the directories, unless there's some clause where you'll take them down if I cancel.
No, I'm not going to lie. When it's on Google, man. That's that. Now, helping to get you easily found throughout that the distance and with those keywords, more keywords and phrases, then that's a little different story. Like it's up there, but it's gonna dry out. Does that make sense?
Oh, I see what you mean. So
yeah,
I would get value from canceling after the end of the month, a lot of value for the $450. But what I'm losing is your continuous assistance and aid.
Correct.
If I want to make changes to all these things and being able to use the platform. Okay.
Correct.
See, the reason I asked that question is for me to understand more deeply what it is that you're offering. Do you know what I mean?
No. Listen, this whole time, Andres, I respect your question and especially how you're asking as well, too. I appreciate it. That just tells me how much you care about your business and how to make it grow. Because if you don't understand, then it's not going to work out that well. Because our number one thing is we need a communication between you and our techs, right? If you need,
yeah.
We can't read your people's minds, you know?
Right.
So if you need to make it happen, let us know. We'll make it happen for you. Or if you're like, hey, listen, I want to add these keywords, put it in this specific area. We got you. This is not our first rodeo.
Right.
Yeah.
Because my situation is, you know, I built the website alone. I did a lot of the search engine stuff alone. I did basically all of the marketing, like 95% of the marketing alone myself. And I've gotten pretty far with it. And I want to continue to grow. But I don't want to be limited to, you know, me having to be behind the computer doing it all myself. If I'm going to turn this into a multi-million-dollar operation, I'm going to need help.
Yeah.
So if you guys can help me, that would be fantastic. But at the same time, in this early stage of this business, now, since I've already done like 95% of the work, I want to make sure that if I'm spending $450, which is not chump change, that's not nothing per month. I want to make sure that I'm spending that money on activities that are not easy for me to do myself, because that kind of I feel like the kind of client who could benefit from something like that would be someone who doesn't know how to use the internet, and so they spend $450 and you just do it all for them. And they're thrilled because, like, this person has mastered the internet for me. But from my perspective, I'm already good at it, and I just want to make sure that I want to make sure that you're better at it than I am, because what's the point of paying you if I could do it just as well myself? You know what?
Yep, enough. Exactly. I hear you 100%, man. I agree.
And I would hope that I want you to be better at it than me, because I don't want this business to be limited to my skill set.
Right,
I'm good
right.
at the work that I do, and I don't want to spend all day every day marketing. I want to spend all day every day, you know, looking for strategic opportunities to grow my business. And so to do that, I will have to offload this market, at least some of this marketing work to some other entity, whether that be an employee, who's skilled at this or, a company like yours. And I'm just trying to figure out, like, when to do that, whether to do that now or wait until I have more money or what. But I think this is an interesting conversation. I do want to continue it. And I want to get a better sense of, like, how my traffic will increase as a result of the work that you guys are doing. $450 right now is pretty steep. I'm not sure that I'm ready for it yet. On the other hand, I am already spending $800 a month with Google Ads. So if I were to just cut my Google Ads expenditures in half and just give that to you, would I get better results?
I was just going to mention that, man. Yeah, I was just going to mention that because this includes your Google Ads as well, too. Now, let me ask you, are you getting a great return with the Google Ads right now?
The return is good enough to not stop,
okay.
But I'm not
okay.
satisfied with it,
okay.
if that makes sense.
Is there a range let me ask you this. You're doing the Google Ads by yourself right now, right?
Yes, I'm paying for it myself. I'm doing all the work myself.
Okay, yeah, man. So in that case, then, okay.
If you guys did the Google Ads, so if you guys spent $800 a month, then who's going to pay for that? Am I going to pay for that, or are you going to pay for that? I mean, how would that work? Because
right, see,
am I paying you to run my ads, and I'm paying for the ads themselves?
Right, and so that's where that comes into play. So any type of money you put into the ads on there, we even give an extra $100 on the house from us. That's one of the specials we have for your clicks with that as well too. So if you're doing, I know it's way more expensive. I can't give you exact pricing. If you're doing $800 on your Google ads right now, you're not getting $800 worth of those Google clicks. Does that make sense? So there's
you're saying right now I'm not.
Correct. Yeah.
You're saying right now I'm not.
Right. Yes, sir. I don't know exact pricing that you're paying on it. I just know that that is the case. Okay. So with that being said, let's say we're doing $449 for Google Ads. All of it comes with a Google Maps session. We make sure you're still up there, building the traffic, getting the 60 different directories. You have an account management team to back you up as well too. All that for $449. If you want to add more clicks and you want to put in more for it, the sky's the limit. You can if you want to. There's nothing holding you back on that.
Yeah.
All right. There's no penalties, obviously. All right. If you want to scale it back from $800 down to $449, that's, again, there's no penalties on that. And then it's month to month. Like, you want to make sure you're seeing your return, man. I think that's the biggest part. Right. But let's
right.
say.
And which is also why I asked if I canceled after the first month, what are the penalties for that? Because I don't
right.
want to be in a situation where I'm locked into a subscription service. And I don't know if I'm just dumping money into down the drain or if I'm getting a return or what.
Yeah. And we want to do Dash Bang. Yeah, I just want to make sure you know it's like, yeah, it's month to month. But you already know just with that being said, it's in our best interest that you're seeing more returns with us because we're doing the back end for you and having the support team behind it and making sure that we're not just giving you just Google Ads. It's also your directories, getting your traffic built, watching these things so that way we can make things happen for you the right way that you want it to.
Can you guys help me find influencers and improve my activity on social media as well?
That we do not do yet. I wish you're the second person that asked me this today, actually. So, but we do
okay.
do Facebook ads. That's a different cost.
Okay. How good are you guys at Facebook ads?
Pretty darn good, man. I'm not going to lie. So let's say I'm in Google. I type in, you know, some keywords, but I look at things, but I don't need the service at the moment. Well, when I go on my Facebook later down the road, talk with some friends, catch up, your Facebook ads will pop up on their feed. That's how that works around there.
Yeah. The pixel and the cookies and stuff like that, right?
Yep. Exactly. Yeah. So that's just more marketing for you. Now, the improvement from that, it's actually more, I'm going to say, than Google itself, than Google Ads. I believe by 9%, if I'm not mistaken. So it's
9%.
Yeah.
Well, I feel like it would depend on what industry. So for example, people that make mining equipment probably would not benefit from Facebook much at all. People who like build mining equipment probably would not benefit from Facebook much at all, but people who sell jewelry would definitely should prefer to use Facebook over Google.
Right.
You know what I mean? But I'm not sure where am I closer to industrial equipment or am I closer to jewelry?
right.
That's on, I'm not, it's not clear to me which
I'll
category.
Because
in some
you,
ways, Google is good because Google is anybody who, is actively looking for the thing I'm selling, but if I want an impulse buyer, like someone who wants a nice dining room table, seeing it just appear on their page, on their Facebook page, they might like that.
Listen, I'm going to tell you right now, I just got the stats pulled up right now. So this is across all industries. I think that's a valid point that you brought up there, but I just want to make sure that this is across all industries. Google Ads conversions are at 4%, right? Facebook Ads conversion, 9% across all industries.
So why hasn't Google gone out of business? Yeah. Why haven't they, like, why they're...
They're partnered, man. They work together. That's why we're able to work with Facebook and with Google.
Oh, so Facebook is 9% because those people have also been exposed to the Google ads.
I mean, this is a conversion. I'm staring it right dead in my face. Yeah.
Where are you getting your statistics from? Is it through SEMrush or something different? Or
look, yeah, you can, I mean, sure. I guess I would say Google it, but that would defeat the purpose because you're hearing from Google.
Exactly. Can you really trust Google's going to
say right? I held my tongue on that one. I was like, Google.
analyzing the phone call. Who knows with their AI algorithms?
Right. That's kind of a scary thing. But no.
I wouldn't be surprised if they're tracking your calls. I mean, if you guys are registered with Google, they want to make sure you're not funneling customers like me away from them.
No, man. We're a premier partner with Google on this. This is the reason why we're even able to go ahead.
Here's a question. What do you think of the difference between Google advertising versus Microsoft advertising? Because I got on a call with a Microsoft engineer for they wanted to do some consulting introductory thing to show me how their marketing thing works. What do you think of Microsoft versus Google? Versus Google.
Right. So here's my deal. Me personally, I'm a tech guy, and not nowhere near as our technicians here. Okay, but I have experience with a lot of different things myself. I went to school for computer science. And I gotta say, like, Microsoft is amazing, but it's only hitting a specific type of people. Again, this is my personal opinion, man. It's not me talking local flies here, so I hope I won't get in too much trouble. But Microsoft, you're hitting tech people. You're getting people that are a little more involved with the tech savvy on there, which is not everyone. It's kind of like saying, who would you prefer, iPhone or Android? Me personally, I have an iPhone, but I prefer an Android. Because Android, I can move. I feel more free with it, right? But then you can get in more trouble with it. You can mess it up, right? iPhone, you cannot.
Yeah.
It's the specific standards on there where it doesn't. Even you take a picture on the iPhone, everyone's like, "Oh, the picture looks better." No, it doesn't allow you to zoom closer to make it pixelated. So that I hope I explained myself in the right way for you on that. But
this
is my personal opinion on there.
Okay.
Yeah. So, I kind of went through a lot of different things here, man. Stats,
it
here.
Do you think Microsoft would be better for reaching restaurant owners? So, like, if I want to build a 20 dining room tables for, like, I don't know, Chipotle, for example, or some nice high-end restaurant, do you think I should find those business owners through Google or through Microsoft Ads?
I'm going to hands down say every time Google, every time. And it's because right now everyone says Google it. Everybody. I guarantee if they have kids that are owners of those, they'll say, "Let's Google it." No one says Microsoft it. No one goes on these different platforms unless they have an actual or even, I'm just saying, like, they, in order to get the Bing uploaded right off the bat, they have to choose it, right? Because right now it's already loaded into your systems of Google. Unless you have on computer and people would say, "Oh, let's Google it still." It's the craziest thing. So for me personally, if you're asking me, man, I would hands down say Google it for sure.
Of the people who use Bing Ads, what's the point in using Bing Ads over Google? There must be some benefit to using Bing Ads over Google Ads. What are they good at that Google is not as good at?
From my personal experience, I use Bing only because I have a brother-in-law who is a complete gamer on Xbox Live, right? And just by searching on Bing 5 to 10 times a day, I open up 5 different tabs. That's it. That's all I have to do every day. And by doing that for 1 month straight, I get one whole free month of Xbox Live, which costs like $60. Sometimes $30, $60. I get it for free, and I give it to him. So there's rewards behind that, you know. Again, this is just from my personal experience, though. So there's many different rewards just from using it, and I think it's because not a lot of people are using it. They're trying to get many ways for people to go ahead and join the bandwagon. There you go.
Yeah.
Did I lose you there?
No, I'm here. I'm listening.
Okay. So, but the great thing is, with us over here, I mean, we do have included to get it on Bing as well, too. So that's not an issue for you if you were to go ahead and do that today. So.
Hmm.
But I'm just giving my personal opinion, man. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, Andres, let me ask you this, man. As far as the packages that we went over, which one seems more intriguing for you? The Google Ads with, you know, hitting that huge marker of wide range for your business, or more of trying to get more Facebook ads and staying a little more local?
I thought it was the backlinks and directories versus other stuff.
Yeah, that's I kind of just brought it all in broad there. But, yeah, you get your back, you get all of your directories and everything with the Google Ads and your local map section, everything. Don't get me wrong. The other package is just strictly with the Facebook ads and the local map section on there. Which one would you say is more?
The local map section on?
On Google. You're already on there.
Oh.
So,
if I went with that, then I'd be paying for something I've already done.
Exactly, but now that one has Facebook. I just wanted to make sure I'm not going the wrong direction with you.
Also, one difficulty I have here is since I've already done so much of the work, if you're charging me the same price as someone who doesn't have any online presence whatsoever, you'd be doing more work for the $450. But with me, like, honestly, 80% of the work that you guys are going to be doing has already been done.
I hear you.
But I'm still being charged with the same $450. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Does this phone number accept text messaging?
978-496-7041.
Okay. Let me do this. I'm gonna send you a text, and you're gonna see the exact pricing that is if you called in and we didn't call you. Okay? And you're gonna see the pricing difference on here. And again, I don't want you to get scared because this is not your pricing that we quoted you for. I quote you for $449 because I already talked to you regarding on a few things. You already have a lot happening. This is why we're giving you a huge discount on here. No setup fee or anything, okay? So I don't want,
you're saying
scared.
Yeah. So you're saying the $449 is because you know that the majority of the work has already been done, and so you're giving a discount of that specifically?
Okay.
No, I know, but are you sure you don't want to have the engineers look a little bit more deeply to verify how much work has already been done and like?
I'm going to put it this way here, Andres. I spent an hour and a half one time just trying to find a Facebook URL with somebody. I'm pretty sure that's not the case with you. So
okay.
I can tell. Please, look at this website right now. Put me on speakerphone. Scroll down to our SEO packages, and then you'll see the Platinum Premier package. That's what that is right there.
All right, give me one sec.
Okay.
Pro, $399 a month, Platinum, $599, Platinum Premier, $1098, the Ideal, $1138.
There you go. So now you can see with a Platinum Premier package over here at $1098, and you're paying more and the setup fee and everything. I already know you already have a lot of things already popped up. You have your website already as well, too. You already have some Google ads. You already have your Facebook business page, things like that. These are not things that we need to go ahead and do for you whatsoever. So I went ahead and I said, okay, you know what? I want to make sure I'm helping you out. Like I told you in the very beginning of this call, I'm not here to hurt your business. I want to see what we could do to help your business. you want to hit these specific mm-hmm. things. This is what you asked for. This is what we can deliver. So I'm not lying to you, man. I just want to make sure I show you this to, so you can see that this is the best deal I can give you on this. Anything else, I'm telling you right now, you'll be paying for something that you already have, and I'm not going to do that to you. I would literally say no.
Got it. Okay, so you're saying that the 450 offer is the same as the Platinum. It is Platinum Premier.
You got it. Yes, sir. That's what it is. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, in order to budget this, what I would have to do is I'd have to bring my Google Ads campaign from, I think, like $20 a day down to, I don't know, like $5 a day to budget this. Because as a small business, I cannot wing $450 and hope that I get results. I need to, like, sacrifice something else to do this. So suppose I were to sign up, when do you think I would start seeing, like, no, like, if I'm looking at, if I'm, because I check Google Analytics twice a day, every single day.
Okay.
Weekends, holidays, I'm constantly monitoring my results. So if I sign up for the 450, when do you think I'll start seeing a semblance of results from your work that I can directly attribute to your work?
Perfect. Okay, so the very first thing is I'm going to say this. Within the first 5 to 7 days, your dashboard, which is your fully customizable tracking system, and all of your directories will be completed and submitted already. Done deal. Okay, we want to make sure you get your traffic first. Like I said before, traffic is everything, right? Traffic and your reviews. Mm-hmm. So you already have a lot of stuff handled. Now, our average to get your listing to begin to appear, it would take 30 to 45 days. That's not going to be the case for you whatsoever. You already have your GBP. You already have your Google Ads and everything like that. We just need to go ahead and help manage it and put in these new keywords and everything up and running for you. But that's our average time. It's my job over here to let you know on that. But I'm telling you right now, it's probably going to be a lot faster than that. I just don't want to give you an exact day, and then we don't deliver on that day, and there's a whole shebang from there. But I honestly don't even think, my personal opinion, I don't think it's going to even hit near that day marker. So.
Right. But what I'm saying is I'm taking my current Google Ads campaign from 20 to down to $5. So I'm going to take a hit in terms of new customers coming in. When do you think, as I'm monitoring Google Analytics, if you had to just, and this is not a commitment on your part, but when do you think I'll start seeing an uptick in, customers coming in, calls, search results?
It depends on first for one. Okay, so for your Google or from your directories, what are you asking from that? I just want to make sure I'm clear.
Honestly, anything as a result of the 450 I'm paying. Like,
okay.
when should I start seeing some, like, return?
You're going to start seeing some return, I'm going to say, within that first 7 days of getting those directories submitted. Once those directories are submitted, you'll be able to track it yourself, too. So you can see, all right, this many people are calling. This person is calling from here. This directory helped me with getting this lead. Now,
You're saying I'll be able to log into all of these, all of the directories you've created, I'll be able to log into all of them at any point.
Yeah, it's on that dashboard. So our technicians, so what the next part we'll do is, let's say we sign up today, right? We'll set up a technician call where our technicians go over all of the detail, everything with you. You don't have to be in front of your computer for it. We ask just for an hour window, right? And depending on all the things that you want to add, different words, things like that, I'll send over that information to them so that way they're not starting from scratch when they talk to you. But they'll go ahead and go over more finer details of how the Google Ads are going to work for you just because you already have it up and running. All right. So far as your directories or anything like that, though, I already know that you're going to see some traction coming from that. But far as your Google and everything like that, I don't want to give you an exact number because they probably could. I just can't. I don't want to. I've seen it done real fast. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
But I already know that our average time to get it done, it's not going to be for yours just because you already have it. So, that I'm not worried about whatsoever. Mm-hmm. I just don't want to give you a number. All calls recorded, man. I hope you understand when I'm coming through here. I'm not going to tell you something we can't do. So.
Yeah, no, I get it.
So.
I get it.
Where do we stand here? What do you want to do?
If we do the 451, does it deduct from my account?
So you want to go ahead and get that started? Okay.
I'm saying if we did, when would it deduct from my account?
That would be the day you start. So that'll be today if you want to start today. And we get started on it now.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I need to put some checks in the bank, and I need to put some cash in the bank. Because I have a very particular account that I can use for this. But
okay. Yeah, and also if you're using from like a business, it is a business expense, so it can be for tax write-off. So just give me.
I get that. Yeah. Also, when we talk about the directories, me said I have access to them. Does that mean just through your dashboard that you're creating for me through your website, or does that mean I can, for example, if you create a directory for me in Yellow Pages? Will I be able to log in to Yellow Pages using the password and username that you give me, and I'll be the owner of it on Yellow Pages?
No. Yeah, just through the dashboard for those directories.
Gotcha. So you guys are going to own all of these listings.
Correct. Yes, sir. Again, this is that's why we were like, you know what? Let's make sure you actually get me able to see what's working for you, what's not, and you can modify it from that too. Yep.
Gotcha.
So what are we thinking here?
The part where you guys are going to own the directory listings is going to be a problem.
Okay.
Because if I were to hypothetically sell this business, I need to have complete ownership over all listings and basically everything.
Let's do this then. I will talk to my manager to see if there's something we can spin for that. And you need complete – that's a deciding factor for you?
Absolutely. Like when I log into Yellow Pages, I need to be the owner of it. Like if I choose to delete it suddenly or create it or make an adjustment at any second, I need to have access to that.
Okay. I will talk to my manager.
Or not access to that. I need to. Cause I guess what I ultimately really need or want is I need to pay someone for guidance and like someone to like look over my shoulder and keep things, going.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right,
like I want to pay someone to do the work of this stuff more than I need like to pay a, than I need to, because what you're doing is you're creating assets and they're your assets and I'm paying you to manage them.
You know what I mean?
They're not my assets.
I think you're saying more of the sense of you want to make sure you're in control of this whole thing. It's just a matter of.
Absolutely.
Okay. I'll talk to my manager regarding on that part and see what we can do.
But it's not just control. It's like legal ownership.
Okay, legal ownership of each directory. Let me talk to my manager. Everyone has someone above them, right? So I can go ahead and get back to you on that one. When will you want to go ahead and reconvene, get this thing going? If I have the great answer for you, I'm going to let you right off the bat. If it's a no, then great talking with you. No harm, no foul, man. But
sure, no, that's not a problem. Can you send me a text message?
Yeah.
Because I'm going to be offering some heavy machinery here in a bit, and I can't get distracted. But if you send me a text message, because my phone's going to be, my notifications are going to be off as I'm working.
All right, man. So I'll send you a text, whether it's a yes or a no, and then from there, if it is a yes, when do you would like to go ahead and reconvene to go ahead and get this started then?
Probably within a couple of days or so.
Okay. Because I know you're going to get the money and everything like that. Yep, I understand. Okay. Let me see what I can do and work some magic, okay?
Okay, sounds good. Thank you.
All right, it's a pleasure talking with you. All right. Bye-bye.
Take care.